Good evening and welcome to PM. I'm Mark Colvin. After the first shock of the appalling destruction of the Victorian bushfires comes the impulse to try to make sure that it never happens again. How did the inferno take so many by surprise, and could anything more be done in future to prepare and to protect? Answers will be hard to find among the ashes, but the Victorian government has announced a royal commission to try and find some. Its terms of reference will be decided later in the week, along with the name of the person who'll head it. Meanwhile, the death toll continues to rise, up to 131 late this afternoon, but authorities fear that it could go as high as 230. Police say identifying the dead could take days, if not weeks, and the danger isn't even over yet. 8 new fires broke out across the state today. Alison Caldwell reports.
There are still 31 fires burning across Victoria, with the biggest threat coming from the blaze near Beechworth in the state's northeast. Some 350,000 hectares of land has been destroyed. The Country Fire Authority is managing firefighting efforts on private land. CFA spokesman David Harrison.
At the moment, we have 4 or 5 of the fires that are burning that are causing us the greatest concern. We've got the Churchill and Elburn Complex fire down near Traralgon. We have the Bunyip fire near Pakenham. We've got the Kilmore Saunders Road complex of fires that we would include the Murrindindi area with towards Alexandra. And then we have the Beechworth Murrumungi fire. They are causing us the most concern at the moment.
And is that Beechworth fire still the biggest threat to a community or two communities?
Well, yes. At the moment with the Beechworth fire, we've got the township of Yakandanda in the direction of the wind from the fire. Now, we would hope to halt this fire before it gets near the town, but we must plan ahead with the communities for these things. So our main priorities are where any of these fires are, is where they are at the moment, and according to the weather predictions, pointing towards populated area where there may be people. CFA and DSE, let's say, pulling no punches in attacking these fires with vigour at the moment, both building containment lines, some backburning, and getting in there and working there with the communities to already go down the path of the recovery process to try and get these communities back functioning again.
The process of identifying the remains of people killed in the bushfires is being compared to that facing forensic investigators involved in the aftermath of the Bali bombings in 2002. The blast destroyed 2 nightclubs in Kuta, a small area to comb through compared to what investigators here are having to examine. Roughly 1/3 of the state of Victoria has been affected by the recent fires. Victim identification investigators are examining up to 30 bodies a day, sometimes in dangerous conditions. Inspector Greg Huff says it could take several weeks for victim identification to be finalised.
We have a safety issue to our staff. Time criticality, once people are determined as being deceased, From our perspective, and I know the families want answers and I know they want their loved ones home, but we have to do it methodically, and we have to go with exactly what resources we can spread. We are working, the DVI teams are working as quickly as they possibly can, but we really have to manage their stress levels, and we'll get through it as quickly as we can for the public.
For many people, deciding whether to leave or stay took a matter of minutes, if not seconds.
I got down from there and the neighbours said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Look, it's close. I think we've got a few hours or more." A friend of mine came up the driveway and made a point of saying, "Philip, you've got half an hour at the most." But he's ex-Melbourne Water. Nobody knew this was coming so hard and fast. He knew. He went home. He started to warn other people, pulling them over on the side of the road. A story of one woman who he pulled over and said, "Where are you going?" She says, "I'm going to get some meat for lunch."
The first I realised that I had to get out were when my front windows, the wind pressure actually blew my front windows in, and I was showered with sparks and embers at that stage. So I was in my house at that time, and all I could do was try and put some of those little fires out to see whether I was able to save my house. But it got to the stage where my whole house was full of smoke and was on fire in several places. I'd gone back inside to try and salvage some photos and things like that. left my car door open at the time. By the time I actually got back to the car, the inside of the car was ablaze. So that wasn't an option.
In the worst affected areas and those still under threat, dozens of roads are still closed. Whittlesea Mayor Mary Lalios is in Kinglake.
The CFO actually saying their main priority at this stage are people's welfare. The roads remain closed, so they're not letting people back up on the mountain, and they're not letting people come down from the mountain. They're still doing a lot of clearing at this stage, and the Vic Police and CFA are working on plans on trying to get people up and down from the mountain as quickly as possible. They just have to get some plans signed off from a higher authority, and as soon as that's done, they'll try and get people back to their homes.
Whittlesea Mayor Mary Lalios ending Alison Caldwell's report.